What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
All right, don't come on here acting up.
Y'all, what's up? We are back with another episode. I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And this is the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, having the tough conversations with millennials and people.
Gotta bang my shit up in my bed. Let y'all know.
And our relationship of 20 years, not only romantic relationship, but platonic relationships, like me and Megan's, my girl. Now back to you.
Get into it.
We have a guest today. This has been my friend for years, y'all. Like one of the funniest people on the internet.
So funny.
So talented, from stand-up to music to comedy to just being fly.
Keep going.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
It's some more on the list. No,
what else is on the list?
Just a bunch more shit you could do. I got faith in you.
And do you want me to call you Ben the Don?
No, hell no. Okay. Ben.
Ben's here, guys.
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah.
This is Megan's first time meeting him.
I know,
person.
But it feels like.
Yeah.
I've been on you, man.
I know. We already getting into it.
Yeah.
They already arguing like they've been friends.
God. See, he already like.
She talking about don't jump up. We've been cool too now.
You will get jumped.
We straight, nigga.
Right. You will get jumped in here, okay?
We had to get him on here, have a little fun.
I'm so excited that you wanted to come on. Like any guy that wants to come on our podcast,
show, we love that. Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. I love it. It's absolutely my thing. If you want to talk, we can talk. If no, we can drink. You like drink?
Let's drink. Let's cheers.
Cheers.
That drink is nasty.
I made the drink for B and you made nasty. Let's do it.
But who
we
won?
We did Mixing by won? Megan and I voted.
Best fucking friend.
I know. Period. Megan did win. But cheers. To good episode.
Cheers.
Eyes.
Yeah, cheers. Look in the eyes.
Look in the eye.
No bad sex.
No bad sex.
Y'all will come up with anything. Niggas will come up with anything.
You got to look in my eyes and you ain't going to fuck no hoes for 6 months.
For 6 months.
Your dick ain't going to get hard no more.
And then guess what? You say that, niggas be like, eyes, nigga, eyes.
Right.
Niggas start locking eyes with everybody. All right, nigga, the superstition over.
No, seriously. All right.
Quit looking at me.
You're staring.
So, y'all.
So do you actually watch the podcast? Be honest.
I ain't gonna lie. It ain't nothing I go turn on because I'm a dude. But
okay.
Why?
Because I don't even like watching TV, nothing. I don't watch nothing. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all be on, I'm definitely tuning in. I'd be like, rewind it. You know what I'm saying? My girl should be.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Hey, Journey.
Hey, Journey,
God,
girl.
Come on, cuz.
Okay.
Keep going. Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
He's like, stop fucking playing.
Here y'all go.
All right. A nigga still player. Like,
hey, man, shout out to Dallas, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Dallas.
That's my hometown.
Ben, where are you from?
I'm from Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah.
You shout sound like you're from Memphis.
Sometimes.
No,
G-L-O to the O-B.
Big bro. Get me out of here, nigga. Ryan with your O.
You sound like Glorilla.
Yeah. Glow from the Bay. She from the Bay. She like 15 minutes from where I'm from.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how did... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Where do you live at now?
I live in Miami. I've been living in Miami for like 10 years.
Wow.
He be posting his condo. I'd be like, this nigga made it.
Made
Woo.
It.
Yeah.
B is crazy.
Tell us how you got there though, from Memphis to Miami. What you about to say? Bro, B is crazy.
I remember when we started. Like B took. We just started stand up.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Desi Banks.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I'm the only nigga who veered off a little bit, but we still all involved in comedy. But like, it's crazy to see where we was.
And
versus
where we're at now. Yeah.
God is so real and God is so good.
Tell them your journey though, your story. Right, like, if so they don't know Ben, who is Ben? Where are you from?
All right, so my name is Ben. I come originally from Memphis, Tennessee, but my parents is like in the military, so I moved around a lot.
Oh, wow.
But like between Memphis and Jacksonville, Florida, where I moved my 10th grade year, and then that's how I got to like Miami and FIU, University of Miami. in-state tuition. I had a full ride academic scholarship to University of Miami and FIU. So
look at you.
Yeah,
you played. You played.
Huh?
Did you play sports?
I was gonna hoop, but you know how that go.
Oh.
A lot of shit was more important at the time.
You know how that go.
But yeah, I had a full ride academic scholarship.
Academic. So, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, got you.
He like, I'm smart.
I'm smart.
Yeah, nigga be like, nigga, you didn't hoop or play. No, it's some smart of us out there
smart.
Now.
It's some it's smart, smart of us
out there now. But yeah, so I graduated from FIU, political science. Shout out to all my poli sci majors.
Political science. That's
didn't use none of that shit.
Like, shout out to all my poli sci.
Yeah, shout out
this
to
thing over here talking about slap.
Slap being in my ear. A wise man can play fool. Fool can't play wise.
Ooh.
All
right,
so that's how I live my life. I act up all day, but
I like
that. Just know
I
that,
like that.
Just know that
a
degree
wise
there.
Man can play a fool.
But
I like
fool
that.
Can't play wise.
Facts. You think I'm dumb.
Ooh. Yeah, you think I'm, I graduated summa cum laude, so that's top 15% of your whole graduating class.
Man,
but
talking like,
you've been playing, you've been playing the fool for a minute.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna keep playing it. Yeah, I'm gonna keep playing it
because I just know you as a fool.
Exactly, but it worked better for your benefit. You know what I'm saying? When people underestimate you, like,
it
works in your benefit.
Yeah.
Always. There's never a time where it doesn't work in your benefit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I graduated there, and it's like, where else am I going to go? Like, I live in Miami. I didn't have no money coming out of college. Like, I was struggling to pay $1,500 rent.
Mm-hmm,
but I was running around with Odell Beckham all over the world.
So how did y'all meet? Because
he was supposed to go to University of Miami.
That's like a brother.
Yeah, that's my brother now. He was supposed to go to University of Miami. But he ended up going back to LSU where his parents and everything went. But when we were doing our college visit, that's when we met at.
Oh, okay.
I will say that, like, I love seeing their relationship because it reminds me of me and you.
Yeah.
It's pretty
and
much like
how you support him when he does things and how he supports you.
Bro, he
supports
me
with your
more
music.
Than anybody.
Yeah, that's like, the same. It's like, I love that. I love seeing that in males.
Yeah. Because it's needed. Yeah.
It's not common either. You know what I'm saying? And it's so funny for him to be like a big superstar. It's like, anything that I ever, like, I don't be wanting him to, like, support me. Come on, bro.
He's like, I'm about to sell these two socks.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, you like, bro, I got them on for you. Like, bro, you don't got to do that. But I appreciate everything. He literally showed me the world. I was on tour with Drake, like, two times overseas.
Yeah.
And staying in all these hotels. We flying private jets. I don't got $10,000 in my name.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of stuff you got to, like, remember.
But that's the importance of relationships. Sometimes it's not about the number in your bank account. Can you have relationships with people that can take you places
and expose you to that?
Expose you to things.
And then know that you got somebody with you that got your back always.
No matter what.
Always. No matter what.
But that lets you know that was possible.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You're like, I'm not going for nothing less than this.
It was tangible. Yes. Yeah. Like, I really saw real deal money, like, over the world. Like, I've seen a lot of shit with this dude from Vegas to, like, just all type of shit. I was at Michael Rubin's house for 4th of July. Like the all white part.
That's
the fuck
wild.
Am I doing that?
Wild.
Wild.
But like, no entourage is allowed to come. No security. None of that. Like, you come to my room house, it's just whoever you is, whoever got the motion, who in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm just
takes
super,
you everywhere.
I'm just super appreciative. So like, when my business and all my stuff started popping off, last year I gave him $50,000 cash for his birthday.
Love that. You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
I think I saw that on Instagram.
Like, I told him I got on some Timberlands, but like it was
when
in
he
Timberland
opened
box.
It. Yeah.
He seen one shoe, and then he opened the wrapper, and it was 50 racks.
Yeah, you know but to saying? Be able to do that to back be, for,
exactly.
to pour back into him,
yeah. even though it's 50 racks to him, it's like it's 50, but it's like
yeah, but bro, still
he know what that is.
The purpose of it,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about the message. So this year, by the time this get out, his birthday tomorrow. So like. Yeah. I got him a Rolex, a Kronhart Rolex, and like a $10,000 ring. He pretty much got me this one, so I got him the same one, but aww. In white gold. So like I just be trying to like
reciprocate
the energy.
It's like I got you a car, and I got you a house, and I got you a jet, and I definitely got you a yacht, and then I got you the world.
Put me in there too. Ben wants something. Ben wants something.
Ben.
Journey. Odell. Jesus. Odell Beckham, please. Buy him something.
Y'all is crazy. I can't deal with y'all.
Oh, that's beautiful, though.
I love that.
I love y'all. I love seeing y'all together.
How
I
was
love,
it?
And y'all have fun.
How we was do. It seeing? Because, like, me and her, I've seen her do, like, her hardest times being canceled on the internet mm-hmm. and all that. Like, how was mm-hmm. it for you, or how is it for you to see when he, like, struggles with his injuries and football
like being there
tough.
Emotionally.
Y'all
yes.
gotta understand it's like he noticed he's more emotional than I am.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Way more emotional than I
okay.
am. I'm the friend that's like, bro, I don't I could show no emotion. I might
what's your sign?
A Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn. So like bro, like I'm not with all the emotional shit. I'm not sitting here trying to talk about feelings and none of that, bro.
Wow.
We handle like I tell you what it is, and that's like that's what we got to go with.
Yeah.
Like it is what it is, but he like make it be like, bro, you don't have to be tough, and you don't have to be this, that, and the third.
He
lets
you says that.
Yeah, he tells me that. You don't have to be this, that, and the third all the time, bro. You my best friend. You're supposed to be able to like release that to me and do all that. I'm like, bro, I don't steal. Mm-hmm. I'm not on that, bro. I'm not trying to be on no emotional ledge.
Do you think you'll ever get to the point where you kind of like are more? Vulnerable and
we have
open.
Times.
Okay.
Maybe like once or twice a year.
Gotcha.
But he gotta like damn near
beat
like,
it out of
beat
you.
It out of me.
Where do you think that comes from? You just like
for me?
Yeah.
Because
for you.
My dad like I grew up with military parents.
Gotcha.
And like
it was more military.
And imagine being an only child and besides my friends and I hooped with like I played basketball, football, and track, but when I come home, I'm in grown up conversations every day.
People don't realize that about only I'm an only child. I'm
you
my
get
mom's
that, don't
only
you?
Child. But, so you don't have anyone that is on your
with.
Level
yep.
to relate to.
Yep.
So you relate
to adults.
Relate to adults.
You eventually start relating and understanding their daily problems and like what they deal with and how they like break down information and process information.
You also learn how to self-soothe almost.
Yep.
Like you deal with your emotions yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't bring it to them.
Because like when you have a sibling, you can be like,
man, my mom, I'm my fucking nerves, man.
But when you don't have that, you go to your room.
by yourself.
Wow.
And you in your mind.
And you in your head.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Cap.
You know
no
what I'm saying?
Cap.
That's the only the child mm-hmm. life. Yep. I think people don't take that into consideration.
Wow.
Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah, how you communicate with somebody. Like when you're dating somebody, that should be a factor.
Mm.
Like, do you have siblings? Oh, you don't have siblings? Okay, so I should know that your communication yeah. style is going to be a little different.
Wow.
Because it's, you know yeah. how to self-soothe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Facts.
You feel yeah. like that you're... in like romantic relationships too, do you get vulnerable with like the person you're dating or?
It takes a long time.
Wow.
A long ass time.
Wow.
Like I won't, if I'm with you and we have a great relationship, I won't tell you I love you until like year two.
Jeez. Wow. Not that you don't feel it.
Yeah, not that I don't feel it. I can't verbally say that to you because I don't want to make myself vulnerable in that chain. Some like, some shit. I have to like really know that person and you don't know somebody until like year two.
Yeah, it does take a while. And even then, you still, even then.
You might not know a motherfucker till year five. Like,
yeah.
Or you're
yeah.
really, living with them.
Right.
You don't know nobody.
You don't know nobody.
Until you live with them, you don't know nobody.
Until you do life with them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know nobody.
Yeah. Nobody.
Yeah. Living with somebody
bills,
is like.
Bills, all that. I'm mm-hmm. talking about how do you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You can be fine all day. You flush that damn toilet. All that fine shit out the window. Why that toilet ain't flushed?
Bad bitch this, bad bitch that.
Yeah, bad bitch hell. Go flush that damn toilet. Y'all, I was on tour B she shit every time before every show. And we back, what the P-U? What the hell? That's B. I said, she pretty as hell, but that, go back by that dressing room. No. I bet you.
I'll be nervous.
Yeah, that's nervous. That's real though, man. Yeah. Oh, Lord. But yeah, I'm just
psychopath.
I'm
man.
Just not the emotional dude, but I know sometimes I got to tap into it. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Like, you should. And you will. Like,
and
the more
good,
you.
It's a good release for me, because I'm not going to. I'd be like. All right, I did it.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Right. Leave me
I did
alone.
It. I said it.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear nothing else till next year. Merry Christmas.
He like, Merry Christmas is your gift.
Right.
Yeah, I got emotional.
You want me to shed a tear, now I'm here.
Right.
But I love you too, and I'm sorry. Like, come on, cuz. Why we got to get to this? And I'll be like, you got to release it. Man, fuck that.
You got to release
love,
it.
Oh, I yeah, love bro. You for that.
Wait till
y'all
holler at him tomorrow. Bro.
Yeah. I can't wait to celebrate his birthday really with him.
He's such a good person, bro. Like, aww. And the world don't know that. And go back to what you said, like, how do we deal with, like, hardships? We.
As two black men. Like,
imagine.
In the limelight.
I might have missed one game over 4 years.
Wow.
I'm at every one of O's games. Like, I my whole. That. I handle my business throughout the week. I know I got to go to O game on the weekend mm-hmm. or Sunday or Monday. I know that's what I got mm-hmm. going on. But it's like for him to battle injury, like two injuries, and then come back and get signed to L.A. because we was in New York first, then we went to Cleveland, then we went to New York.
I love that.
I mean, then we went to L.A.
We.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
I love that.
Because every game, he'll have real beef with me if I don't be at a game. Like when I started getting more business going on yeah. and I like, I had to miss because I had to host Atlanta Greek Picnic or
he's
this.
He's like, you better tell them you can't work on
game. He's like,
game
bro,
days.
What are you talking about? Why are you not in my game?
Wow.
So he
why
looks you, for you to be
why
there.
Why are you not in my game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, I could feel when you're not there.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's my twin for real. So, like.
Wow.
When we fucking made it to the Super Bowl. L.A. at the Super Bowl.
I loved seeing that whole journey,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
I love
when he posted
seeing,
that. Yeah.
All of y'all. Like, I love seeing yeah. you and him. Like, I love yeah. seeing that whole yeah. journey.
Imagine being in the Super Bowl, scoring the first touchdown in on the biggest platforms in the world, getting hurt.
Lord.
Damn near before half, right before halftime, and then having your baby in the same week.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I remember that.
Too much.
I remember
in the same week?
I remember that.
Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
And he's worked so hard to get
so hard.
To that.
Yeah. That's the hardest working yeah. thing I know. So, like, that's what gives me, like,
yeah,
always work, always go. Yeah. Like, don't have pity for yourself. Don't look at what everybody else got going on. Because
focus on you.
He could look at every other fire-ass receiver in the league and be like, damn, bro, I ain't doing that right now. Who gives a fuck, nigga?
Yeah.
You run your own race
yep.
because
yep.
you are who you are. You Odell Beckham Jr. Like,
yeah.
you don't gotta, you know, have your own journey. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
I love the village that you guys have. Like, I like seeing even his mom. Like, yeah. I just love seeing how you guys come together and really hold it down.
Yeah.
For
mm-hmm. Yeah. That relationship.
Seeing that relationship is
dynamic
really awesome.
With two black men publicly
yeah.
is dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
I love that.
Yeah.
So tell us about your journey with music, because we kind of
like, say journey again.
No,
I'm
no,
like, God,
no, not her. No, no, because we both went through that. Mm-hmm. Like going from the internet, from skits. Yeah. You still do skits, which are funny. Skits, then stand up, and then still being so, like, we're both so fucking talented with like lyrics, and we were gonna put out a song once together.
We still gonna put out a song.
We should. Right. And music, you can do at any time. Exactly. If the song is hot and you're 50, the song is hot. Like, the thing is,
and I'm gonna tell y'all this about B. She, like, she just talented all around, like, multifaceted.
Thank you.
Just badass, like. Y'all don't even know. Y'all, what y'all see is different than what, like, going behind the scenes. Like, the nervousness, the love and the attention that goes into, like, giving y'all what y'all eat up every single day. Like,
it's a craft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Like, it's a real deal craft. We used to be backstage, and I'm nervous as hell before I go on my set. I got, like, a 10-15 minute set. B got a 45 to an hour something set. And I'm sitting there, I'm nervous as hell. I go do my set, and I'm like, I killed the ass. Now I come back in, B still nervous. I'm good to go.
Right.
I'm like, B, I'm finna get drunk. Let's turn up.
I'm like, Ben.
Nigga, get the fuck away from me. Like, get away from me. I said, B, you good. You're going to kill her. I felt the same way earlier.
Like, stop fucking talking to me until I get off stage. But if you had to choose, like, your long-term goal, is it, you think music, stand-up, comedy? Like, what do you truly, truly want to do?
Okay.
So as far as you feel like your purpose and what you're aligned to, like, focus on.
So when I talk about music, like, it was a time where I was doing comedy and music, and it's like
Memphis. Sorry. Music.
I don't know which camera looking at me. But listen.
All right.
Okay, comedy and music. It's like we're creative. So, like, we love to hear, like, some creative shit.
Yes.
Like, when we hear good shit, we be like, damn, that was good.
Like, the metaphors, the analogies,
the bars, I could probably do some shit like this.
Real lyrical shit.
And then you hear us on the beat, and we figure some shit out, and we like, we gotta let folks hear. Yeah, we gotta let folks hear this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a time I had so many people in my ear, because I started out doing comedy and skits, and then I went to music, and then people was like, bro, you gotta stick to this shit.
You're so good, Ben. You're so good.
Thank you,
lyrically.
And you know I love you. But it's just like,
you're so good.
I know I'm good and all that shit, and I get it. Like, I really understand. I understand how to put words together. Like,
yeah.
I just get it. Yeah. I get what's gonna entice you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The wordplay.
Yeah. I get what's gonna entice
that was
you.
Hard. Yeah.
On my last freestyle, I said, I ain't Michael B. I've been pushing P, bitch. You can't lure me or worry me. But I know piece of pussy that been boring me.
Come on.
A foreign thing. Put it in the draft and threw on the team. Flawless diamonds. I got OCD. I got to keep shit clean. Like, I know that's going.
It's wordplay.
Yeah, you just playing around with words. And you make people, like, if you can make, I'm a hard ass, like, critic. So if I can make myself be like.
I used to do that with my freestyles, bro. Yeah. I'd be like, I can't wait till Freestyle Friday. Please pull up his freestyles. So
yeah, you can
pull up my old sheet.
Pull up all me and
okay,
B
so
shit.
Okay, so when are we getting in the studio with y'all?
What?
Let's do it.
I hope before the end of the year.
No.
I hope before the end of the year. We can do
next year, early next year.
Mine, before the end of the year. Like, it don't got to be nothing deep. Like, we really that type of talented.
Wait,
like,
next time we're in L.A., you set up a studio.
Easy.
Or we pull up to Miami. Okay.
Or we come to Miami.
You ain't say nothing to me.
You ain't saying nothing. Okay, but look. So I get a lot more satisfaction out of people being like, me and my family and my mom and my best friends, we was up dying at your videos for hours, bro. Like, bro, you don't understand.
That fulfills
like,
you more.
More than a nigga saying, bro, you hard as fuck. Bro, you hard as fuck, bro. Thanks. Like,
thank you.
Thanks.
What is that, though? Why do you feel like you get more
because fuel I'm so intuitive. Like, I told you, wise man play fool, fool can't play wise. It's like, I know from the black community, like, how we, like, tear
need
each
that.
Other down. We need light and darkness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I could listen to Shiesty all day. I could listen to so-and-so, and that shit just make me want to, you know what I'm saying, slide and be on bullshit when I'm really just a cool-ass nigga that just want to spread positivity and love.
Right.
Like,
but that music and that hard music make you,
I might slide up on an arc, kill his head. Like, why am I thinking it? Why do I love this song? Why am I fucking with this? Come get it back in blood, nigga.
What?
Like,
Kodak Black said, I'm the one that killed Lil Fooley. And what?
I killed him.
And what?
Do you know what killing is? That is one of the worst sins.
He said, I'm the one that killed Lil Fooley. And what?
Did he go to jail?
That song, when that song comes on, niggas be like,
I'm the one who killed Lil Fooley. And what?
Like,
I'll be like, I say it too. And I killed the fool and what? Fortney.
That's crazy. That is one of the hottest songs right now.
Exactly.
But I get to your point.
Wait, but did he kill? Was it real?
It's
and
just
what?
Rapping. It don't matter if it's real or not.
It's just rapping. We're not about to.
It's spread to the world.
No, I'm just saying, like, well, why would you, why are we like even?
Because we're brainwashed.
It's something. It's like.
That make, like you just look over that line.
It's already been pre, this shit
programmed
been pre-programmed
for years.
Before us.
Yeah,
Before us. We weren't even thought about.
Yeah.
This is just for the
for
black
sure.
community.
For
alone.
Sure.
Alone.
Yeah.
You know
for
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
But like you said, the enjoyment of making somebody laugh opposed to being like, man, that shit was.
Why do, this is the thing that I get frustrated about with our people and like our culture.
Yeah.
Is that we want to adopt principles and practices only in the positive. Like everybody's on this manifestation shit, but you talking about I'll pull up on an op, come get it in blood, da 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 da. That's
you can't say vibrations. I always knew that's I like was gonna make it. I've been talking about this. I always knew this was gonna be my life. Like I manifested this. Okay. And then you're talking about killing and shit. Yeah. That's manifestation too.
I'm
good
like, that
or
energy,
bad.
You're inviting
it's
that,
both.
What
yeah.
Saying it.
What comes
saying
out of your mouth.
It, listening to it.
Yeah.
The tongue.
Yeah. The
that's
tongue.
Out of the out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks A. And life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
And so, like, if we are, how do we say these things in a positive way?
You can't only manifest for good.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And or life and death only- is in the power of the tongue, period. Life and death. Duality, there's both.
Yeah.
And you can't be like, oh, like, I
it's
love
just
my
a song.
People.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not, y'all.
You can say that.
That's not,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
that is strategic.
Yeah, it's strategic.
That is a strategy, a tactic to kill us.
Why are we so drawn to it, though? That's the big question.
That's the big, why?
Let's get into, like, why are we so drawn to it?
I don't know if I have an answer.
Every time Shiesty drop, I'm listening, like, what he gonna say? He said, I still got gunpowder on me. I'm fresh off a drill.
Jesus.
I still got gunpowder on me. I'm fresh off a drill.
Jesus. And you love it. That's your favorite rapper. Who what? Is your favorite rapper? And you better not say him.
It's going to be like, it's going to be.
He's like, I'm the problem.
Free Shiesty, man. Free Shiesty, for
no.
real.
No.
But like, it's sad. It's because
not
I know.
No, don't free him.
I,
but
I know,
no, don't.
I know where he come from, like, and I get it.
Maybe that, I think
that's
that is
thing.
A part of it.
It
the
is.
Relatability to it and understanding and having compassion and being like, but it has to be a point in time where you stop that lifestyle and move forward.
I think it's about understanding, seeing things in the world. So, like, imagine if I didn't have military parents and I was just stuck in Memphis.
Or traveling with,
yeah,
or,
exactly.
Yeah.
All that shit. But being able to get out of Memphis is a whole
exposure.
In itself.
Exposure.
You know what I'm saying? So, imagine niggas who stuck there every day. They ain't seen outside their neighborhood.
Right.
Like, I never seen South Memphis when I was in Memphis.
Wow.
All I seen was North Memphis. Like, that's all I knew.
Wow.
Raleigh.
Wow.
The Barlet area. Like, all I seen was North Memphis. Like, the Bay, all that. That's all I seen. So, like, when I'm grown now and I go back to the M, I'll be like, bro, this South Memphis, like,
wow.
I ain't know nothing about none of this shit over here.
Wow. It's exposure.
It's
they're
exposure.
Not exposed to anything
exactly.
else but that life. That's their reality.
Yeah.
It's and I feel like I'm all for storytelling because I love that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
tell me the story. Tell me the journey. But I think that we need to take accountability and responsibility on saying, like, hey, this is
a truth, part of my life.
But I don't live this life anymore.
I'm trying to get out of it, or I have to heal and grow from it.
And let my expression of how I used to live encourage you that you don't have to live like this anymore either.
Right.
It needs to be like a conversation. Right. We're not talking to each other. Right. We're just like feeding each other bullshit all day.
Yeah.
That's cool to say, but then for a nigga like Shice or somebody else, money back, anybody, this is what the population is eating up.
That's what I'm saying. Why?
Nobody listen to Common.
Or the motivation or
Rhapsody. She's a bomb lyricist. Yeah. Nobody's listening to her. That's not fair. Nobody wanted to hear
Tierra
the Kendrick
Whack.
Kendrick's new album.
Nobody's selling out arenas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tierra Whack should be selling out fucking arenas. True.
But when I feel like they have to do it to be successful, I think is interesting. The people in our culture that look like us that are on that positive ass shit, you want to know who, and they sell out arenas, but you want to know who's in there?
White kids.
Mm.
Asians.
Here y'all go.
Do you know what I'm saying? I go to a Kendrick concert and I see black people, but I see mainly white people.
For sure.
And he's talking about like Kendrick's last album, like,
different.
So what? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking like yeah. that? Talk about yeah. that.
Go
about
ask
that.
A kid in Memphis if he heard that. He'll never tell you heard nothing. Like all they hear is what they hear.
Wow.
What's cool? You got to think about the kid who in middle school, high school, ninth grade in Memphis in the hood. What is cool? What gets him the girls? Who is everybody looking at? Who having a great time? It's the trappers, the dealers, and the killers.
We just talked
so
about
then
that.
Then who's who has to take the lead? Like, whose responsibility is it to fix it?
It's starting home. It's starting home.
But now that's fucked because parents are on Instagram.
Kids are having kids. Yeah.
Babies are having babies.
And it's like we said, all this shit been pre-programmed. They zone off hoods for where the black
redlining,
minority.
Yeah. Redlining is a real fucking thing that nobody talks about. Redlining is a major thing. So
we can go into it,
Basically, and I'm not super well versed, but like, basically, your city will literally like zone off certain areas. Like, remember when I told you, every major city in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where I showed you my neighborhood?
Oh, like you're like it stops right here.
I said, and then you cross the street, and it's German Village, which is nice.
Gentrification, the
taxes are different over there. The access that you have to things are different. Policing, everything is redlining.
Wow,
and it like how you vote.
Wow.
It's already zoned off. It's been zoned off.
Wow.
You go to Pittsburgh, you go to Memphis, you go to Atlanta, everything has been zoned off and it shows you coloring.
In every single city,
this is where the blacks will stay. This is where the minorities will stay. Blacks and Mexicans, Spanish is really what it is.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So like in Miami, you got Overtown, you got certain little small spots that this is where the black, Jamaican, Haitian, African-American and Spanish people will live.
Why do you think there's certain things there? That's why you see a liquor store
on every
corner.
Churches and liquor stores. Churches and pay cash advance places.
Just want you to depend on
bail bonds. It's all the same
pawn
shit.
Pawn shops and
cash your check right here.
You stole something, come to pawn shop.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
We buy it.
We'll buy it.
Wow.
Come on, bro. Like
but you don't see that shit
cycle.
In the... You don't see that shit in the...
To keep you right there.
It's not nothing you're going to be like, hey, this is... They're fucking us right here.
Nope.
We don't register that. We just know this is what the hood looks like.
Yep.
In every hood, they'd be like, yeah, we all pretty much got the same common shit. Yeah.
Yep.
You know why? Because it's been pre-programmed.
Right.
It's strategic.
Horrible food.
Horrible food. Y'all want soul food? Go to the hood.
Man, yep.
Yeah. Your cholesterol going to be high.
Kendrick said I basically killed everybody at a picnic and it wasn't no guns.
Mm.
I fed my people bad
food.
I killed my people with bad food, bro.
Diet.
It ain't just the guns.
Yeah.
It's our mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have got to fix our mentality.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like, is it just we're fucked? And that's just what it is?
No.
It has to be like a slow, gradual process.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with racism. Like, it's all just a slow,
This stuff is going to be better well after we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's continuing the conversation, continuing waking people up to at least see it. I'm not expecting you to change your life like
awareness.
This automatically, but at least if you
see it, and you're aware of it,
you can... look at it different.
And
some people aren't even aware.
Exactly.
The veil is still
over. And that's the problem. Because we could be aware of it and still indulge A little
not
bit.
Not even indulge. You're knowing.
Yeah, you like, know. Yes. I'm still going to fuck up some soul food.
Right.
That's not the problem. But I know sure. that I need to get back on my business
right.
on the other
right.
end.
Okay, right. this is just a treat.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm going to eat healthy the rest of the
this
week.
This is not
I'm
gonna... what we eat because we're black people.
Right.
We don't just
right.
eat this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
No.
Right.
Enjoy this shit and go fucking make sure you take care of your vitamins, your right. everything else.
Balance.
And it's knowledge.
Right.
Because if you don't know, knowledge is power. Like, mm-hmm. we know that.
Period.
If you don't know better, you're not going to do better.
You don't know no better.
Like, I don't know. My grandmama don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All yep. she yep. knows is what she been cooking yep. for 20, 30 yep. years.
My family yep. is from Mississippi. They were cooking chitlins. Yep. And
she said, yep. baby, what you mean you don't eat swine no more? You don't eat pork? Grandmama, I just don't eat it no more. Like, right. that's just, I just don't
I
do
just
that.
Don't, right.
I
right.
don't want it. Baby, you, I don't know what they doing to you in Miami. What do you mean, what they're doing to me? Like,
I'm waking up.
Man, I'm kill me. You want me to eat some shit that's going to kill me? No.
Kill me.
I'm like, I'm just good. But like, yeah. it's just, it's really just, it's knowledge.
The awareness. Yeah. At least being aware. Like and you said, you can, you don't have to indulge in certain yeah. things. You can be in certain environments and be aware and exactly. know and see what
look
the fuck
the
is.
Look at the traps.
Look at the traps.
Find the traps. Like when we were at that damn lounge.
What lounge?
I had a lollipop hookah tip Jesus. And now I didn't went and bought a damn hookah. That was a trap. I literally the next day went and bought an entire hookah. Like
she had
system.
Never done hookah.
Really?
Never.
Hookah the vibe.
It is. It, but I'm saying though, like it's
don't beat yourself up about that.
But you know what
Shut
I'm
up,
saying
baby.
Though? It's like
don't beat
it was
up
a trap.
That.
I'm like,
no,
bro, I will literally be like, I get why niggas just be at a hookah lounge
all day, or hey, they have it at their house. They literally make it all day.
That's
all
so
day.
Bad
There's
for you.
Literally all stuff day, that just keeps day. Us like.
Trap.
Yeah, trap.
Busy.
Busy.
You're just busy yeah. doing nothing.
I want you to focus
busy
on
killing
this
yourself.
Because there's
focus
a larger on. There's a larger thing in hand and I don't want you
focus paying
attention
on turning up, focus yeah. on booties, focus on ass, focus on
sex,
the way you look,
that,
focus
like
on
just,
sex, yep. focus on alcohol, focus on drugs, focus
Speaking
on
Speaking of ass.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
I love your teeth, man.
I know. You have so a great smile, yeah.
I would've you know what I'm saying? I would've came flawless, but I ain't wanna
it's okay. Jesus. Memphis. He's
Big
saying,
girl.
I would have came with all of my teeth iced out, but I didn't want to do that according to the platform I was going to be on for you viewers.
Pinky.
Yeah, shout out to the news. I don't want y'all to think I'm on a vacation. Oh yeah, y'all got handy.
Anyway, so speaking of, we had a conversation earlier about Bozzy. Oh. Body positivity. Body positivity. I cannot talk today.
Yeah.
Body positivity. And we were talking about how a lot of people like criticize us for our weight loss. Mm-hmm. Like I lost.
They criticize y'all for your weight loss?
What?
B, you been killing their ass too. And I got to say that I don't know you that'll be big. Ever since I seen you've been petite.
She's
good.
Lost how much?
I was 170. And like,
ain't no way in hell your little ass was 170. Show me a picture.
Right now,
camera.
Right
pull
now.
It up. I don't give a damn about the camera. Pull it up.
Yeah.
So keep going. You can still
I
talk.
Do
but
that
yeah.
And it never happened. So I'm not even going to do
so,
that.
So,
hold on. So, what they be saying, though?
I always do that and production never picks it up. So, what the fuck am I doing it for?
I always be like, the picture's right here.
And it's never there.
Let me see what's going on. So, what,
okay.
like,
you want to see my weight loss? Journey?
Yeah, but I want to know, like, what, so what, how do they make, how do they try y'all?
Oh, they're like, you should
don't
stay.
Lose no more weight.
Yeah,
I like
you
better, thicker, yeah. you look a mess, you're getting too skinny.
You're getting too big. Or
it's
you're
just like
too small.
The most negative shit when you change your lifestyle. I don't get it, but.
Yeah.
It's like overwhelming. That sounds like it'll be one or two comments versus you look great. Versus
it's a lot.
Really?
Yes. A lot. It's you know, that's like the 10% of negative comments.
Yeah.
But it's definitely most, you know, supportive.
It's
but a lot of them are like, bitch, you're too skinny.
What?
So, yeah. It's like, that
healthy.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, healthy. I'm trying to live. I was overweight.
Let's see what you got going. Don't give me no damn TikTok. Yeah, me a TikTok.
Well, it's
though.
Just a look at the beginning. Video.
So this was you when you was 170 something?
I don't know where it's
what
at.
Party?
Is it the
Watch
beginning
the beginning. Go to the beginning. It's a video.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, she was on some dumplings or something. She had a couple bit you like yeah. That's
Shut busy. Up, Ben.
He said, okay.
Oh, let me start the motherfucker over. Okay. No.
Ben.
Okay. Now I get what you okay. Okay, yeah.
We were
that ain't nothing, but yeah, you was just fed. That's what, when they say, and when you go to Black Folk, they say, she eat good. Yeah, that, you weren't bad, though.
So I was, okay, so anyway, I was 170 and I lost weight, B lost 30 pounds. And we've had a lot of people have comments or whatever. But we were talking about the whole BBL. Women are, that was a big trend. And now women, like Kim K's getting skinny now. And women are like, oh shit.
I can be skinny. Or like Coi Leray. And you know, like
that's
people.
That's being a thing now.
So I can be a little.
Little Baby had an interview and said, like, I like skinny girls now. I like models. I'm on my model shit. I like skinny. Is that a thing with men? Like that's a, do y'all. Like, is that, what is that?
Do you
that?
Change what you like with the trends? Like, is it just like, oh, asses are lit now. I like asses or Vogue
thing,
models.
The
or...
thing is, yeah, a lot of people are influenced by the media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, when it comes to me, like, I feel like I've been living in Miami so long. I done seen the transition of BBLs from, like.
The beginning.
Yeah, the beginning.
Because that's where everybody
before
was
before motherfuckers was getting BBLs. Like, I know a bunch of girls before they got BBLs, who they were now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's. It used to be a girl got a BBL. She was like that was a big
one.
Yeah, the only one.
Yeah.
Now it's cleaning ladies who got BBLs.
Jesus.
And while they wiping your cabinets, you'd be like, you might want to come up off some ass because you want a tip? You ain't working for $30, Maria. Nigga, start pulling these drawers down. Come on, sit it on me.
Don't know no Spanish.
Yeah, she got comment in her hand. Huh? She don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah,
you finna get your head bent over, Maria. You keep playing. But yeah, so it used to be like a special thing to get a BBL. Now, literally, the lady at Subway got a BBL and the lady clean my house got a BBL.
Wow.
And it's like what is
happening?
What do you want to happen
from it?
What is it self? Like, is it? I'm gonna ask like from a female thing. Like, is it self?
I think it's men. Society.
And society. Acceptance with society and trends. People
and
hop on
no
trends.
No self-love.
Yeah. Truly
you
no
know
love.
How mad I would be at you if you ever went and got some shit
I
done?
I would never.
I'm, exactly. Now. But that's why I love you. But
I mean,
I'm saying.
I've had those thoughts.
Yeah, of course you
know,
have.
On, like, damn.
Nigga, we got money now. You want me that booty?
No, for sure.
Exactly. But like, you don't
but
like, bro.
Like, no. Like, I don't. We were talking about that. Like, you should never change your body for a fucking trend.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, if you truly want it for you, I'm not against
plastic
surgery.
That's what girls say, though.
But
titties. I don't think they be wanting it for them. I think they be wanting
because
it so
after
they
you
get
it,
that
still unhappy.
Yeah.
You're still unhappy. You still don't like it. You go back for 4, 6, 7, 8 exactly. rounds. Now yep. you're trying to take it out. Now you're trying to. What do you truly want?
Exactly.
Not what society tells you you need. What do you want? You
but
know?
What do men. Not what do men want, but like, is it. Like you said, like I see BBLs all the time. So, like, are guys attracted to that, or are they more attracted to a woman that's a natural body and just is? Like, what do you
when
see
you
from,
been when you've been there?
You
yeah,
think?
Personally, when you've been there, done that, like with everything and anybody, it's like I like just natural, like beauty, like
just
straight beauty. Like I don't want you don't got to do no extra. I like when a girl wake up. In the morning, slob on her face, and she wake up still look good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's the true person that you got to deal with versus somebody
the
who you got to elbow out her booty so it even out. You know what I'm saying? Like, like it's been some models out here. I done had to
you
help.
Like Jesus.
Jeez. Gee Louise. Now this
you
side a little
elbow.
More.
Many days.
Yeah.
To
and then some of it spilling in your leg.
No, for real. Jesus.
Oh, where in the back?
Like, yeah, you know, when they get their body done, they can't like sit down like on their butt
time.
For a long time
yeah.
because then it'll start shaping
yeah.
in the form yeah. of like the seat and the chair.
Yep.
That's why some booties ain't round. They like got a little octet, like the half of a stop sign.
Jesus.
Yeah. And you got to constantly like massage that shit out because they done moved all the juice fat from their stomach.
So many BB. Look at you.
Wow.
I don't know shit. Might be giving up today. JJ, listen, I don't know nothing. I'm just saying, like, if I knew something, this is what would be going on. You got to massage it out. and make sure it's even out, because bro, like in the long run, they and girls were covered up with clothes.
Yeah.
So when clothes come off,
yeah. Ooh.
The back of that thigh. If you ain't did no damn.
Ooh. It's that bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's yeah, not it's just, funny, but he's an idiot.
Yeah, it just ain't. It just ain't good. It ain't good. Like
it's not necessary.
But I never took not like that serious. Like I would never, like, be like, "Yo, that's my girl," or like, wow. And it, I would never. And that's the type of nigga I am.
See,
and the niggas.
Do you hear that with your men?
Yeah,
and friends?
My nigga. Wow. I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah,
Stephon Diggs ain't gonna do that. Yeah, like, you know
Lolo,
what I'm saying? Like,
natural. Just,
come on, everything just natural. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, if a girl wanna go get her titties done,
well,
that's
her boobs done.
Yeah, that's completely different though.
I'm still
don't
on that train.
That.
So
you still you feel the
I've
same way?
I have three boys.
Yeah.
I breastfed all day.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I want my boobs done, that should be fine.
Exactly.
Boobs are boobs,
but when it comes to that body, and then you want to act like you a damn trainer, and it.
Talk
you might
about
get
it.
Into it.
No, that's
talk about
no,
it.
That's really fucked up.
That's
though.
It's fucked up.
That is fucked.
You giving false.
Oh,
come on.
That is fucked up.
That
I did
is,
not. That is.
I
fucked
do not.
Up.
Fuck
I don't
with
like
that.
This shit, bro.
You done got your body done, and now you're selling a workout program. Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Y'all need to stop doing that dumbass shit for money.
Talking about before and after.
These young ass girls really thinking they can look like y'all. No. Maybe genetics.
Or if
I am
you,
never going to have hips.
If you're going to do a workout program, cool, but don't lie.
Right.
They
right.
all lie.
Right.
Just be
right.
like, I got my body done and this is how you maintain it. Let's go.
Right.
Maintain right. that body.
Maintain it.
Because there's a lot of bitches who don't maintain
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
There's a
yeah.
lot of girls who go yeah. get their body done yeah. and I'd be like.
Yeah. The shit is fucked up.
That
you're bigger now
away.
Than you were. You just got a tight, big
Jesus,
body.
Jesus.
Your body's big and tight.
And then some of the girls be getting their body done, head still swollen. Ain't no way your pit bull head is still swollen.
On this Yorkie body.
Yes. Talking about what waist? What head?
That head. No, for sure.
100%.
Yeah. For sure.
You have a
it's
fat face.
That is fucked up.
This is round.
This is round.
And then up under here, you know how it get. Come on.
But
and
your
then your waist is snatched. It's something ain't right, Aunt Lady. And we're going to get off that because
we're going to get off that. No, because.
But that's the thing,
is
though.
What, like, if I had a daughter, this is what she would be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
And you need to hear a man say.
Imagine what this does to the youth.
Seriously,
that's what I'm saying. But
you
they need to hear a man
then,
like you say.
You would be devastated if she was like, I want a BBL at 16.
No, like, what are you doing, bro?
What are you doing?
But as me, as being,
but
as
like
that
you
father,
said,
you know, I'd have been
in
still,
man,
like.
You need
a man
yeah.
say
yeah.
that.
Like, I want y'all to hear it from me. Like, a nigga who, like. Really know what's going on. I'm out here like it's and don't get me wrong, it's some niggas who like all that big fake booty, big
yeah,
that,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But if you
but
want
like
somebody
you said,
to truly like to truly
it? Yeah
wife, I'm not gonna wife nothing like that.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Wow.
I
yeah.
I don't know what camera I need to look at. I ain't wifing none of
yeah.
that.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you might can if you getting your if you getting your body done, just know your sex, your sexuality and lusting is gonna go up.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you getting true love and true respect, it's not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to have a false like assumption of what your
that's
attention,
point,
your
man.
Attention and
that's
lust is going to go up.
That's a great point.
And they don't even want that.
They don't.
You,
you want
don't
love.
You want love.
You
want really
want
somebody who loves
who
you.
Who cares about you? Yep. You don't
exactly.
even want
and
that.
Now you done got your body done and you attracting all these niggas that only give a fuck about fucking you.
About the way you
nothing
look.
On your back.
Jesus.
Ben?
I don't even want you to turn around. Not on that back. Yeah, I'm going to tell it to you raw. Nut on the back. I don't want to see you, baby. Because you wanted to get that body done. That's what we want.
I
want to
see your ass.
Yeah, we're going to see
that I don't
want
to see your face. Jeez. I don't want to know your mind. I'm trying to see that ass.
And then then you ain't got to worry about me going warming up the towel. I'm going to throw it on your back and get that off of you.
Your Uber outside. Your Uber. Baby, get on up.
Ladies, if you're fucking with a nigga and he does not warm up a towel for you,
yeah.
No, seriously.
You need to not that my dad taught me that.
He's supposed to like
my
caress
dad,
you with
my
the
dad,
towel.
My dad said, yeah. Do not ever. He said, if you have sex with a man and he does not go up, get up and go get you a towel and clean you off.
Wow.
Then do not fuck with that nigga.
That's
my dad
that's
told
crazy,
me that.
Wow.
I don't know why we like I know that.
My
I don't
dad
know
told
if nobody
me that.
Told me
just
that.
Know that.
I just know that. That's like
wow.
That's like you're supposed to open the door for a girl. Like you're supposed to like
my
do
dad,
this. That.
Yo,
nice.
My dad said that
I
he was like, do not.
Sex again
if that nigga just lays there and waits for you to clean him up, do not fuck with that nigga.
Wow.
Yep.
See,
that's a good point. I didn't know that.
Fuck with me, bro. That's, yeah.
I have looked
no, for
egg,
sure.
Bro. I ain't had sex in a year and a half. So the next guy, you're out there somewhere.
Just know she be Putin too now. You might be.
Fuck you, man. No, Ben has literally seen me.
Bro, I love you, bro. Like, yeah, for sure. Like, bro, we all do that. Like, JJ, she hate talking about like shit, like boo booing and shit. I be like, you in there boo booing?
Stop!
I don't do that. You a goddamn lie, because I done caught you before.
Still, she act like she don't do it.
No, but that's just like the type of person.
But you have to keep some mystery. You don't wanna.
I only caught my mama boo booing one time my whole life. Really? I missed the bus. I had to double back home.
She said, Mama,
she ain't hear me. I came. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Mama, what the hell is going on?" Oh, hell no. She said, she was mad as hell. She said, get the hell out. Yeah, but I finally caught her. I think I was in 11th grade.
Oh, my gosh. So
are you close to your parents?
Oh, go ahead.
Huh? Sorry, are you close
to your parents? Yeah, I'm very close.
And they're still together?
Yeah, my dad, too.
I see. Your dad is cute.
That nigga cut the fuck up.
And he with your mama?
No.
They not together?
He still be warm, though. But yeah,
aw, don't be putting him out there.
Yeah. I shouldn't.
He still be wanting to know.
He married already.
No, Jesus.
My parents had a whole conversation. Remember I told you about my parents? Yeah. They had a whole conversation. They're both in different relationships and happy. Yeah. They had a whole conversation, my dad and my mom, talking about my dad. Stop switching the drink.
You ain't sipping that. Go ahead.
My dad says on the phone, on a FaceTime, I ain't gonna lie, your mom has some fire ass pussy. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
to
hell
you.
No.
I was like,
I'd be like, daddy, squirrel. My mama's a saint, nigga. She ain't never fucked nobody.
He said, the one time my brother, he said,
you know, Yvette, my dad says this. He goes, Yvette, let me tell you something. He's like, you always loved me. You was always there for me.
I'll never forget
that one time when my auntie died, you gave me some fire ass pussy that night. I said,
he's like, that really healed my heart.
He said, that really meant a lot to me.
Wait, what?
but you know what?
This is a FaceTime conversation with my parents. And this is how they talk to me.
But I think that's beautiful. Like you say, your parents, you're so close to them. That having that relationship, she's an adult now.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like she's 15. Yeah. She's grown as hell. She got her own kids. She's married. But having that.
Got my own kids. Just leave it there.
I'm sorry? Jesus. Megan is all right today.
I'm sorry.
You're okay. Thank you. I have to start watching my dog.
Y'all be on a podcast like this.
Yes.
I'd be like, all right, cut it down.
Goading girls.
I say, be so deep.
Every 5 seconds.
Jesus.
I'd
be in the crib dying,
bro.
Jesus.
But I said all that to say it's beautiful to see that dynamic, even though her parents aren't together. They still love and respect each
other. They're a team.
Yeah, my parents are the same way, bro.
I love that.
You talk to your mama lately?
Yeah.
Daddy, if you miss her, say that.
She's fine, nigga.
She's completely fine. She's fine.
That's how my dad is. Yeah, that's exactly how my dad is.
Could you date a girl that makes more money than you?
That's going to be tough.
I love your answer.
Yeah, it's going to be
your
tough.
Honesty, yeah.
The thing is, I don't run into too many girls that make more money than me.
It's like, so I've never.
Like, I'm being honest. Like,
I've never been in that position. So.
Like, it ain't even about being broke. But it's like,
but it would be tough.
Yeah, it would be tough. Like, yeah, because that's like, we're protectors and providers. Like, we P's. Like, we really pushing P.
Pushing P.
Mm-hmm. We pushing P. Mm-hmm. If I can't provide and you doing all the providing for yourself, then you done took half of my responsibility away.
Wow.
That's how you
and now I feel like maybe you gotta in my mind I'm thinking about how Ben would think. I feel like I gotta overcompensate elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Like I never really thought about this, but like saying it like giving y'all just straight off the top of my head, like I would feel like I gotta overcompensate elsewhere.
Like where? Like where do you feel like you would go?
Maybe in like sex, like I would have to do some extra shit that I don't
feel like you have to keep her.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like what if I'm not your protector, because my girl right now, it ain't nothing she can't hit me for. I need to get my nail, my hair, my car, my grit, my...
But you love that as a
man. Like
I could do that
all day. Like,
got you.
It ain't nothing that fives, ten, like, it ain't nothing. You want to go somewhere, here go $10,000.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you a dime just
that
for
makes you feel good as a man.
Yeah, like that. But that, because I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Got you.
You know
but
what
I feel like women nowadays, because women entrepreneurs is going, like, especially black women, we're becoming like the number
independent entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we're starting businesses, we're making our own money. I think for a lot of women, like in our position, who don't really need a man to provide financially, we want a man to provide something different, like
emotional
like what?
Depth.
emotional support,
yeah,
mental support, depth, spiritual mental, support, yeah, like all that. That type of mm-hmm. provide that.
One thing I will say, going into my next relationship, whoever I date, I'm going to make sure I let them do
be
that.
A man.
Yeah, yeah, let them be a man.
Yeah, for sure.
But unconsciously, am I saying that right? Unconsciously, yeah. I do it on accident because I have it. So I'll be like, oh, I got this.
Or no.
I know. Yeah. Just being nice, yeah. But not realizing that makes a man not feel like a masculine.
Yeah, you taking away from my chores. Like,
yes.
Why are you coming over here doing my chores?
Yes. Mm.
So I don't come over your shit and be right. doing makeup and helping right. you with your, you know what I'm saying? You need goddamn back
right.
up.
Right. Okay.
Jesus, man. All
right. Come on, you want to pay for it. If you don't.
I know.
Well, we ain't going to dinner no more. Since you want to pay
for
it. The
next relationship I get in or the next time I date, I'm definitely going to be conscious of that and act like I don't have it.
Y'all, her last nigga.
Like I don't have
it. Her last nigga was a good nigga.
Let's get into that.
Oh, because he's the main one. What? Yes, it's Ben. That's why I don't like Ben. I was so mad.
Episode 2 of the Know For Sure podcast. It was Ben. Go back when I talk about my breakup. I talked to a homeboy,
Ben,
and he was the first thing he said to me was, you left that nigga for cheating? Do you want to?
If y'all want to get into it, we can.
Go
please.
Ahead.
Please.
The thing because is.
We about to start arguing.
No, so we're not going to gonna argue. We're not Let's gonna keep argue. It real because we do have to wrap this episode up. We're going to talk about this, though. We're not about to get on our platform and promote cheating.
The thing is, I won't never promote cheating.
Okay.
What I will promote.
Okay.
He's like, I'm promoting forgiveness.
It's second chances because everybody does. Everybody's not perfect.
I agree.
And what I didn't agree with what you did was said he did that. It's a wrap. It's over. It's oh.
He's like, he's such a good person.
I said, I know John. I know dude. Like he played on the same team with oh. Like I know good dude.
Person. Good kid.
And y'all was so cute together.
But y'all do you crude know as hell. Him? Know him or do you?
Nah.
Just, okay.
I don't know him. But I know we had a good relationship. But he was keeping her happy every damn day. I know that.
With lies.
Per se.
He said allegedly.
Allegedly. No. It's just like.
But here's the thing. This sounds cliche, but really, I knew that that wasn't my husband.
Okay.
Like, God told me, like, this is not it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do believe in certain instances, certain relationships, there are going to be points where your significant other can make a mistake and it might not be cheating. Yeah. And you do have to forgive it.
Yeah, exactly.
But in that situation, I'm just like, this is not the one. This is not right. This is not what I'm fighting for. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, when you know, it's like, okay, this was a lesson. I'm moving on. Whatever.
But that was like one of the first times, even though it was like public, that was the first time I seen you like.
I know.
Happy.
Showing outward happiness, bro. Like, and I was so happy for you. Like, I'm like, bro.
He's like, that nigga's so cool.
And I know him. And I know him. I'm like, bro, this shit's hard.
He's a good kid.
Like, that my sister. That's like, I know John. Like,
good kid.
So I was just, fucking with it. Immature. So, but I feel you like, but you kind of like me, you get that intuition and you just know like, it's not about.
This isn't right.
Yeah, it's not about whether
this
he's a good person
with
or
where
not.
I'm going.
Yeah,
yes.
I, we have a trajectory.
Yes.
And if I can't see you 75% all the way at the end of that trajectory, then we don't even need to waste this little time right here.
Yeah.
Even though I fuck with you or nothing, but like,
there's
so many people in this world, bro. I can't like give you all because my time, what we got going, what Meg got going on, what B got going on, what Ben got going on. My time is so precious.
Precious.
That if I allow you in this space, bro, I need you to take heed to this shit.
Take this vision.
Take
everything.
Heed.
What we got going on, bro.
It's different.
It's different.
I'm like, the next person I date is going to damn near have to be a part of the purpose. You get what I'm saying?
They
exactly.
You have to be a part of the purpose.
You got to be aligned.
You have to be aligned with what we are doing. And vice versa with whatever he has doing. I have to be a part of his purpose.
Exactly.
We have to be purpose mates.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so,
Because I do believe in, like, I'm all about forgiveness. And I'm all about
Me too.
Allowing humans to be human. Like, we fuck up. We're
human.
Not perfect.
You're not perfect. Yeah.
None of us are perfect.
But,
But
I get to choose. We have the right to choose how we extend grace and what that grace looks like for per situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if we're dating and you really don't align with my vision and I know this ain't a long-term thing.
Next.
And you cheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't need to stay with that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But if it's like we in this relationship and we know that we're meant to be and maybe you made a mistake,
then
that's different. Yeah. But like, if I know that
you
this isn't,
don't feel like this is the person.
I'm not doing that.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for you. Okay. I mean, yeah. I just asked that because some people don't.
Yeah, some people don't. Yeah. Give
that's a trend
that.
Right now. Yeah. Don't get married. That's a trend.
Yeah. I'm not on all that shit, bro. Like, you wanna have somebody that's like your person
that
and
you
like
can grow old
you
with.
Grow old like, with. Yeah. I wanna like I'll be telling all the time. I wanna get fat. I wanna do all that.
You
like,
wanna get fat?
Yeah. Like I want my dad like cut up. He 52 and he cut
you
the fuck up.
Be cut up.
Man, I'm trying to get have a rocking chair, like have like grandkid, like run around, calling
you
me
can
Popeye.
Still be in shape.
I don't, man, let me get a, I want one of them ones you
no,
just sit right there. Come
that's
on.
Colon. Your colon is full of shit. Come on, now we're back to the brainwashing of black people.
You right. Collard green meat, man.
But I like the, I get these.
I get,
yeah,
I
you get the idea.
Saying,
it's just
like,
about,
yeah.
It's like settling down and being like,
growing
man.
Growing old, I love my life.
We had a good life. We had a good life.
Bro, I remember I told you, we was talking about like me making my first million. I was like, B, I'm about to be a millionaire. He was like, welcome to the club.
Ooh! Oh, my gosh.
And that first one,
even
the hardest to get.
Saying that?
Yeah.
Bro, I remember when we started, bro.
After
like,
the first one, when you start seeing your account, you're like, I'm broke.
Money attract money. Yeah. Like, yeah, after that, you're like, you're hold like, on. I don't have shit. And then to know 40% of it getting took.
What?
I pay $400,000 in taxes this year.
Maybe last two. Year. Two.
Two mems?
200.
Oh,
that's lower than
yeah. See,
year.
I don't think my person could cut out everything he could have. So I need a new CPA.
You need to write off them grills. I need a new CPA. You need
no
a-
seriously. You need to write off everything. Yeah.
So he said I got it down to 400,000. You didn't get shit down.
Get down more.
You didn't get shit down.
Get it down more.
Nothing. Yeah.
He talking about. Well, I need you to go through all the train. Am I paying you? Or is you? Is you paying me?
You go through the train.
You go through the motherfucker, and you come up with the best fucking option.
And you get that number low.
And figure it out.
Figure it out.
I said, I got 75K for you. Let me know what you're going to do.
Let me know, please.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah.
People don't be thinking about that. You want to be a millionaire so bad.
So bad.
They're going to take a lot of that money.
You have no idea.
The thing
you
have that no idea. They will take your shit. I be getting money now, and I'm like, this ain't even mine.
It's not mine.
This ain't mine. I say, pay me in cash.
Please.
Please. I want hard, cold cash.
What?
I don't want nothing that can be traced.
Please,
Lord have mercy. Please. But look, this is what I wanted to tell y'all when I came. I knew I wanted to say this for like us when, and I know we're true testaments of this additive that I live by. So like, there's two farmers,
okay,
and both of them are going through a drought.
Okay,
both of them are praying to God, please bring rain, please, please, please bring rain. Like all my family's going through a famine. Like we need you. Mm. But only one farmer is going out there and preparing his crops for rain, to receive rain. The other one is just praying as well. Both of them praying. Both of them believe in God. They're godly people. They're Christians. But one is only out there sweating and breaking his back to prepare his crops for rain. So he has the true testament of faith.
Wow.
Faith without works.
So when the rain does come.
He's ready.
He's already ready.
Because he know it's coming.
He know it's coming. Because if I put my work in and I do my part, God is going to give me what we both believe.
Yep.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
So people like us who really handle the business and do what we love to do, because without we don't have to get paid $100,000, $200,000 to do what we do.
Right.
We do it because we know there's a bigger calling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We know what's coming.
We know what's coming.
Yeah.
We know what's coming.
And we do things that don't always have an immediate turnaround.
Right.
Exactly.
Immediate gratification. Yeah. We do shit.
And that's what's difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's what's difficult.
Yeah.
We're in comedy.
Yeah.
What is the ultimate goal in comedy? Maybe being movies.
Maybe a special.
A special, like.
A sitcom, whatever.
What is the ceiling? What's the ceiling for you?
I think big time movies.
Yeah.
And touring, but headlining my own tour in arenas.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in arenas, but I haven't headlined.
Yeah, because
in
it's
an
a
arena.
Part of a show. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm opening for Martin.
Yeah.
I want to be, this is Be Simone.
Be Simone, exactly.
Or this is No For Sure. We are in an arena. You get what I'm saying? And it's our shit.
Mm.
I think that, like, literally. Big time Hollywood films and shows. Like, this shit is bigger than anything we can imagine.
Exactly.
We have show ideas. We want to write shows. Like, I'm claiming it now. This is like a production company.
Yeah.
Fire.
We're producing. We're literally producing our own shit. We're putting up our own money. Literally.
No cap. I'll
we're
fuck
producing
with it, like.
Our own shit. So it's, you know, it's the opportunities and the ideas are endless, you know?
And it's within us.
It's within us.
Like, y'all two same motherfuckers. Without everybody here, we could be sitting on the couch like, bro, we need to start it. We need to start this, that, and the third. You can fucking do it. You literally can do it.
You can do it.
This is all conversations that we had outside of the camera.
And we had no.
We talked like this outside of the camera.
We had no clue
the first thing about podcasting.
Nothing.
We literally took it step by step. Okay, hey, let's do it. All right, let's, what's the name?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to open an LLC. We got a trademark. All right.
Fire. We need a logo. Step at a time.
We know somebody that do podcasting and helps with like all the back end. Let's set up a meeting. Okay, have that meeting. We have like that contract.
Let's go with it.
It's like step by step. You don't have to eat, like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Yep. You
just
cannot
do it. Just do start. It. So many people have problems with just like, how the fuck am I gonna do all this and get overwhelmed? Bro, one step at a fucking time.
Start. Thinking about A through Z.
Yeah.
Start with A.
Start the trademark.
How do you think you're going to go in the gym and lose all this weight and be in shape and be healthy? It ain't going to happen tomorrow.
Start.
And you know, every day we be in the gym, I'd be like, fuck this.
Every time.
Every day.
Every time.
But then you look back, it's been 2 months, and you fucking in shed 20 pounds.
Yeah. Because the time is going to pass anyway.
Yep.
It's going to pass. And only you can
determine
if it's going to be constructive or bullshit.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Man.
I love this shit, bro. Come on.
Ben, you should come more. You should come more.
If y'all invite me, I don't be feeling like y'all just really want no real nigga on the You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. Ben, not obviously surprised me. This is my friend, but like.
I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed your conversation.
Yeah, man. I love y'all,
You're
bro.
Super so dope. Like, and I love your perspective on certain things. Yeah.
And I play devil's advocate a lot, but I really like get it. Like I'm just intuitive as fuck. So like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get put myself in y'all's shoes. Mm-hmm. I get put myself in my shoes. Mm-hmm. I get put myself in Shice's shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I just get it. You know what I'm saying?
Understanding everybody's. Yeah. Everybody's life
because there's an ends to a means for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody feels like their way is the right way.
Yeah,
they feel like their way is the right way
because everyone's experiencing things differently. Different. Like we're all here, but we're experiencing it very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that what he just explained is what grace is.
Yeah,
it's just giving people grace. Like I don't have to know
and seeing it from their point of view.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, your experience is not going to be the same as everybody else's experience.
And it's a difference between like people like us once we break out of the matrix, and I call the matrix like being
for sure
working for money, trading in your time for money.
Yep,
that's the worst thing you could be doing. And I know we all have to do it.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that now. But what I'm saying is like once you break yourself out of the matrix, now you have time to like fulfill a purpose.
So
I tell people all the time, I manage a bunch of girls on OF. Like and it's very lucrative. Mm-hmm. It's a seven figure.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going on. I don't have to be hands on every day, but I know every month I'm gonna bring in maybe 70,000 to 80,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
just like not doing anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now that gives me time to like be free and be. How can I make the world laugh? How can I? And every little detail. My little cousin, he records everything for me.
Yeah.
But we go back and forth and bounce off ideas. Like
this is
the small detail. You have to do this.
Yeah.
You have to cough right here. Yeah. You have to do this right here. You have to like. Stumble over your words right here.
Comedic nuances.
You have to.
Yeah.
And every, like, even when we do skits, I say we have to have 3 punchlines and a climax. Like, we have to have that and an ending joke. Mm. But you'll never see that viewing my shit because it'll just be like, this is funny.
Yeah.
He's funny.
This is an art.
You literally have no idea it's an art.
It's
it's calculated as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? So,
your shit is so good.
Yeah,
I love y'all. I just try to do different shit. If it's the first thing that comes to my mind, I won't do it.
You challenge your
thoughts. That's just like rapping. If it's the first bar to come to my mind, I won't say it.
Say something else.
I won't say it.
Yeah,
because that means anybody could come up with this.
Too easy.
Mm-mm. Wow.
So tell them where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at
Bendadon.
So funny,
y'all.
So funny.
B-E-N-D-A-D-O, 3 N's, Bendadon, man.
And if we didn't hit it in this episode, what is one thing you would want to say to anybody, any black man watching, black woman watching, like just one little... We always do what you know for sure, what you're saying no to for sure.
Okay.
So we want to do that. But like, just like something, whether it's the words of advice, whether it's where you came from, whether it's how you made it out, whether whatever that is to like literally somebody watching right now.
My thing is always stay focused and run your own race. We get so caught up in worrying about what X, Y, and Z doing when they could be, they purpose is not going to be your same purpose. It's we all have our own purpose, bro. Like, if I was sitting here comparing my life to Odell when I was not having nothing, I would still be in a fucked up position.
Right.
But I made it in my mind to be like, because everybody who comes around is like, how can I get business off of Odell? How can I do this, that, and the third? There's never one time I talked to Odell about us getting money together.
Wow.
Not one time.
Wow.
Not one time where I was like, hey, bro, these people want to do some shit. No, wow. I'm not coming. There's nobody that could come to me and be like, hey, can you ask Odell if he'll do this for?
Wow.
No, I'm not doing it. Nothing with money will come from my mouth and be related to Odell. Right. That's just, and that's what set me apart from everybody else who came into his life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because even if it's been times I was struggling. I didn't have $5,000 in my name. But I'm not going to tell him that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fucking figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then eventually, like, I've found you use... He's going to do stuff for you that you don't even know is going to be valuable.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Because the networking and people just knowing you're just knowing you're around. Yep. And they see... They're going to accept you because you're with him. And now they get to see
who you are.
Is a great person. Why does he love you?
That's so
And then
good.
Once that gets relayed to the world, then it starts expanding and blowing up and blowing up. And now it's just like... You're your own entity now.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that has to do with my multi-million-dollar business that has to do with Odell.
Wow.
Like, absolutely nothing.
Good
but
for
he
you.
Gave me the courage and the
exposure,
network and the courage to do all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I seen perfection.
Yeah.
I seen what it means to be great.
Yeah.
And I've been around it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So O goes to Michael Rubin and said, "This is my brother. He's hilarious. Look at this shit." Mm-hmm. Michael Rubin's laughing all day. He's like, he's good to go.
Mm.
It's just,
I love that.
It's just a blessing, bro. And I appreciate y'all for having me on your platform.
Aww. Okay, wait. We got to do. What do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to for sure? So, what do you know for sure after this episode? And then, what are you saying no to for sure?
What do I know for sure? For sure, everything that glitter ain't gold.
Okay.
Everything that glitter ain't gold, and all money ain't good money.
That's a fact.
Ooh, Jesus.
Y'all was saying some shit the other day. Where y'all was talking about all money and good money, and you just can't take this because we're not doing this for money.
Yeah.
We're doing this for purpose. We really doing this for purpose. Yes.
Purpose.
If I have to say no to something, I'm saying no.
I'm saying
it
no.
Align with me.
Ooh, $10,000. Thanks.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it
I'll
moving.
Find that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll get
Keep
that.
Keep it moving.
Down. Yeah.
We're not hurting for nothing.
Yeah.
We're here for purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go out here and do a skit or do some shit that's gonna put my name, my brand on something.
Yep.
Because you're giving me $20,000.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
No. It doesn't align with
It doesn't align.
Yeah.
People come to me all the time, hey, Ben, this brand wants to do something. They got $30,000 for you.
No. That ain't got nothing to do
with what am I going to do with boxers? and what else?
What are you saying no to for sure?
No to for sure.
What I say no to?
BBLs.
BBLs, sip and drink. I quit sip and drink.
Wow.
Yeah. So I lost a lot of weight from doing
Good
that.
For you.
I people always be like, bro, you be working out all the time and you just you look the same. Yeah. Oh, I stopped sipping that. It's just like the life we live in. Like it costs a lot of money. It's like it damn near kill you. It's unhealthy as fuck. Me and V had to like really talk to me and be like, man, you don't need that. Like, and I used to use this like a creative process and do all this. And it's funny when I'm like making skits and I could poke my stomach out and do that. But now like I'm in shape, I'm good, I'm healthy, and it's just like I feel better.
I'm so
better.
Proud of you for that.
I feel
awesome.
Better, you know what I'm saying?
Proud of you for that.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
it just make you into a better person. So you, a lot of people out there, I don't know if y'all on pills, I don't know if y'all sipping drink, I don't know but we all be feeling like we need something to just to like relax us. And you don't need that, bro.
You don't.
Yeah.
All you need is a clear mind and a purpose.
Mm.
I love
all
that.
All you need is a clear mind
and
a purpose.
That's all you need.
Get that.
Yeah. Get that down.
Write that.
My
and pull your notebooks
God.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop running from
Get a
your
clear
demons,
mind
your
yeah.
pain,
purpose.
And face
Stop
that shit.
Stop running from it, yeah. Stop
face that
from
shit.
It.
I love
That's
it.
That's all you need.
I love y'all.
Love you.
Thank you.
What's your
note? That was, I don't know. I just want to leave it at
let's
that.
Let's
it Yeah, man. Y'all,
so
yeah, whenever y'all want me back, man, just hit my phone.
Anytime. If y'all loved Ben, put it in the comments how much you loved him.
Okay.
All right.
Can I bang my set?
No.
Oh, we didn't do We're Back.
We have to do it now.
What's We're Back?
How we start every episode, but this is the end, so.
I thought you watched our show.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what show you're on?
Yeah, I do. Know you for sure.
All right, you guys, we're leaving, but we're
back.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you for watching the Know For Sure podcast with Ben the Don. And we love you guys.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.